Hi, Duchess. Today is the 26th, 26 May 1970. And as usual, I'm putting the tape on only to rush through it. See if I can't get one off to you before the interruption starts. And I know I'll be interrupted because Bill has gone up to eat at the command mess. And the only time I get to really have any time, so to speak, is when he has to do something. And lately, he's been doing a lot of cooking. I come home in the evening and he's been cooking steaks and whatnot, and it's been very nice. We've had several dinners this last week in his room with candlelight and the wine and the whole bit. And so this evening, he did not offer to cook. And he was going down to, he wanted me to go eat at the mess. There's two messes, Duchess. He belongs to the general's mess, and I can't go there. No women are allowed. And there's the other mess down the street here. And I don't usually eat suppers at the mess. So anyway, I told him to go, and this way it gives me a little time to start this tape. However, I should have started it a good hour ago. I thought I'd read the paper, you know, and time, time, time. I didn't get a chance this weekend to make a tape to you. How to backtrack? What has happened? It's been busy, been a bit hectic, and this week particularly because Bill is leaving, Duchess, the end of the week, Saturday on the 30th. He goes to Saigon to his new position as Chief of Free World Forces, or liaison, or whatever his title is, I don't know. Anyway, after this week, I should have a little more free time to myself. I hope, I hope. Anyway, let's see. I had a letter from you a few days back. I had two tapes from, I think I told you about the tape from Carolyn and the tape from Cree, and I had another tape from Carolyn, and I believe I mentioned to you at that time she did track down my certificate of achievement, which Ruth Matson had made for me or recommended me for before I left Korea, and she's sending it all the way to Germany to General Caguin for his signature. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. Anyway, outside of that, Carolyn pretty much repeated herself on this second tape. I do have to make her a tape, and I will. She gets awfully sentimental. She really does. But her heart's in the right place. She's thinking about perhaps looking for employment in the States next year. She told me that 2nd Infantry was going to be pulled out of Korea. And I think she's tired. She said she was, and she sounded very tired, and I get that way myself, particularly the last week. It's been very, very hectic. Betty's replacement, Vera Molahosky, Molohosky. She's brand new, Duchess. I mean, she's been in the program for 10 years, Special Services, but she's brand new to Vietnam, and she doesn't know anything yet, and it's going to take weeks before she does know what she's doing, because it's not the same as the States, and everybody seems to have a problem adjusting to what they know Special Services to be in the States as to what it really is over here. So, in the interim period, most of the work has been landing on my desk, and I don't mind the work. I never object to work, but we don't have much organization. We really don't. Mass confusion. So, a few days, as a matter of fact, this week I've come home ready to scream at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and so it's been very nice to be able to sit down with Bill and have a couple of drinks and cook dinner. We cook it on a little charcoal thing stove. It's really a pan. It's an aluminum pan with charcoal in it, and you use it once and then you discard it. But it's been very pleasant. So What else? I haven't had other mail that I can think of. And I hate to, I'm always making my tapes this way, all the time, but my thoughts are rushing. this past weekend, not just Sunday, I got to go swimming, which was the first time for me that I've been here at Long Bend that I've ever been in a pool. There probably are a dozen pools here at Long Bend. It's a huge post. I have never had the time, or never made the time. So, Bill and I went, and also Bill Van Atten went, and we took Vera. So this made it a very nice foursome. And I guess we were in the pool about an hour and a half. It was a nice pool, but it had an awful lot of chlorine in it. I didn't see for hours. My eyes were, everything was foggy. And then Sunday evening, we went to a barbecue. They had a little outdoor barbecue in honor of Bill, because he's leaving, and that was kind of nice. We had steaks and whatnot all over again. That was Sunday. And what did I do on Saturday? Haven't the vaguest idea what I did on Saturday. But I just didn't have a minute. Usually I make a tape to you on the weekend. I think maybe I sat in the sun for an hour Saturday. I have a very nice tan. If I were to get out in the sun, you know, I only get out an hour or two on the weekends, if I'm lucky. But if I were to get out every day, I really would get brown. I can't remember a thing I did on Saturday, Duchess. But anyway, I was busy most of the day, because I work half a day every Saturday. Oh, I remember. I worked a half a day, and then I got hung up for another hour carting the women around. Women drive me crazy. They really do. I can drive, and I have a license, a military license. And Vera doesn't have a license yet, and Beth doesn't drive at all. And Jean was in Taipei all week. And so after work, Beth wanted to go to the beauty parlor. Vera wanted to go to the PX. And I'm the only one who can use the vehicle. So I had to do all the driving around. I got home late Saturday afternoon. Jane was all week to Taipei, as I said, and she had a very nice time. She came back Sunday. And, you know, this is just little gripes, Duchess, but when they land at the head shed. It's a helipad up by the headquarters, Yusevi. And it's about a 4-minute drive to come down to the billet area, quarters, you know, where we live. Jane lives, like, across the street from here. Anyway, she wanted me to meet her, you know, at the head shed to drive her down. And this would have interrupted my swimming date, so I had asked Bill, which is something I never do, is ask him favors, you know. But he sent his driver up with the sedan to pick her up. She just cannot manage anything on her own, really. It's unbelievable. Whoops.